Hallelujah. Peace and complete joy to all of you.
First
of all, I'd like to praise and thank God we can gather here to worship and true living God together.
首先我们来感谢神,
this afternoon, I'd like to share with you passing and receiving the baton of faith. When I was preparing for this topic,
it
reminded me when I was in high school running track.
提醒我在高中的时候跑步的时候,
actually, when I was in high school, when I ran track, I did many different kind of events.
那时候我们田径赛有许多不一样的比赛.
But one event that I dislike the most is running the 4x400 relay.
可是我最不喜欢的是四个人的大队接力.
First, I'm a sprinter.
我是第一个人.
And 400 meters is a little bit longer distance for me.
因为400公尺对我而言是有点长的距离。
And those who run the 4x400 meters relay, you are the best four runners usually.
通常我们是选出最好的跑步的人来进行这个比赛。
But the problem is on the team, I was not the fastest one.
可是在我的队里面，我并不是最快的那一个。
I'm usually the third or the fourth fastest one.
我是第三个或第四快的。
So because of this, most of the time when I run the relay, I had to be the second person or the third person.
所以有时候在跑接力的时候，我必须是第二棒或第三棒。
This means you have to do more work.
表示我要做更多的工作。
And usually the last person they call the anchor person, he is the fastest.
那最后我们通常用最后一个人为最快的人。
And the first person usually the second fastest.
那第一个人通常是第二快的人。
But when you're running the relay,
可是我们在跑接力的时候,
it's very important you need to be very precise.
我们要非常的准确。
One wrong move, the baton can fall on the floor.
如果一小个错误可能会差很远的距离。
If the baton falls on the floor, that's it. You will lose definitely.
如果你的棒子掉到地上，你可能就一定是输了。
So I remember when I used to run the second leg.
当我在跑第二个跑道的时候,
not only I had to receive the baton, but I also had to pass the baton to the third person.
我不只要拿起这个棒子，而且我要把棒子传给下一个人。
When I'm receiving the baton,
不止我得到这个棒子,
I need to understand exactly how fast the first person is running.
我要来了解到第一个人跑步的速度是多快。
Because they give us a certain distance, right, before you can pass the baton. If you go over the distance, and then you disqualify.
因为他给我们一段距离来让我们接棒，如果我们超过这个距离，那我们就失去了资格。
So quite often when I look at the first person running,
所以当我看到第一棒跑过来的时候,
maybe it's about 10-15 meters away.
也许还有5尺10尺的距离。
And then I started running.
我开始要跑步。
When I'm start running, I don't worry where the baton going to come from.
我开始跑步的时候，我要开始烦恼说我的棒子会从何而来。
All I need to do is stick my hand out. Right?
我不用烦恼，而是我要赶快来跑。
And the minute I feel the batons on my hand, then I pump my arms and start running.
当我感觉到棒子在我手里面的时候，我要开始在全力的跑步。
And the minute I started running,
当我开始跑步的那一刻,
then I have to think, how am I going to place this baton to the third person?
我要开始想说我如何把这个棒再交给第三棒。
Actually, when you run the 4x400 relay, it's very stressful.
当你跑这个大队接力的时候是非常有压力的。
Thank God, all the time that I ran, I never dropped the baton.
感谢神，我跑步的这段时间我从来没有掉过棒子。
But nevertheless, it's very stressful.
可是会感觉到非常大的压力。
So when I think about passing and receiving the baton of faith,
当我们来想想看，我们来交棒、来接棒这个信仰传承的过程。
It's so important that we be able to pass the baton of faith correctly.
我们要来正确的交棒。
It's more also important to receive the baton of faith also correctly.
那我们也要来正确的接棒。
Any false move, and then we can be disqualified.
也许任何的错误都可能造成失去资格。
Now for me, I'm only in my 40s.
我大概40多岁。
Actually, I'll be 40 soon. Did I turn 40 already? I forgot already.
事实上我只是快要40岁而已。
But I know that I'm only the middle runner.
我只是在中间的跑步的人。
Past Liang, of course, you can be the first runner. Right?
也许梁传道是可以当第一棒。
Maybe I'm the second runner.
也许我是第二棒。
And some of you are the third runner.
也许在这边的 年轻人可能是第三棒,
but I'm sure that most of you will be the fourth runner.
可是我确定的是你们很多人会是第四棒。
And the fourth runner, you have to be the anchor of the whole relay.
第四棒你必须是所有人里面跑最快的人。
In other words, you must be the fastest.
你必须是跑当作最快的人。
On the end days will be like this.
在末日的时候就是像这样。
Because on the end days we become perfect just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在末日的时候就会像主耶稣所预言的一样。
And when we go out to battle against Satan,
我们要与撒旦来征战,
we will be very swift.
我们感到非常的有压力。
And we'll be able to have great power.
我们有极大的能力。
But before we reach to that point,
可是当我们, 在达到那一点之前,
before the last person can run that race, the first three people must do their job first.
当最后一棒来尽全力跑之前, 前三棒必须做好他的工作。
They must be able to pass the baton and receive the baton.
他们要来正确的交棒, 正确的接棒。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
我们请看创世纪第22章。
Genesis 22.
创世纪22章。
Verse 15. Genesis chapter 22, verse 15. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven, verse 16.
16节,
and said, By myself I have sworn, say the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, verse 17.
17节,
Blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of the enemies. Verse 18.
18节,
In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So we can see in these several verses, God promised Abraham by his own name.
在这边我们这几节里面可以看到主耶稣来应许亚伯拉罕照着他的名来应许。
And why did God bless Abraham so much?
为什么神要如此来祝福亚伯拉罕?
Because he was able to pass the baton of faith to Isaac successfully. And what is that baton of faith? If we look at the example of Abraham, chapter 22, verse 1. Genesis 22, verse 1. Now it came to pass after this thing that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
这事以后，神试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”The
amazing thing is that God knew Abraham by his own name.
这边我们令人惊讶的是，神知道亚伯拉罕的名字。And
another amazing thing is when God called Abraham's name, Abraham be able to say, "Here am I."
那更令人惊讶的是，当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉罕可以回答说：“我在这里。” This
means if we want to pass the baton of faith to the next generation,
如果我们要把信仰交棒给我们下一代,
we ourselves must have great faith in God. And the only way to do that by having great relationship with God.
我们要有神与神极好的关系。
Nowadays, why did younger generation not so obedient to us?
为什么今天我们年轻一代不来听从我们的话语?
Because quite often we don't have good relationship with God.
因为很多时候可能我们与自己与神的关系并不是那么好。
So because of this, we have no faith.
因为我们没有信心。
And we have no faith, and the young generation have no faith toward us also.
所以我们既然我们没有信心，我们年轻一代对我们也就没有信心。
Look at Abraham.
我们来看亚伯拉罕。
When God said Abraham.
当神呼叫亚伯拉罕的时候,
and then Abraham said, Here I am.
亚伯拉罕说，我在这里。
For sure that Abraham had such good relationship with God.
我们可以看到亚伯拉罕与神有极好的关系。
So because of this, by default, he also had good relationship with his son Isaac.
所以这是为什么他与他的儿子一样有这么好的关系。
Because later on, Isaac called his father, Father.
因为之后以扫叫他父亲。
And then Abraham also responded, Here I am, my son.
那时候亚伯拉罕也这样回答说，我在这里，我儿啊。
For me, I think in our church, this is the thing that we lack the most.
这是我们教会现今最缺乏的。
That is a wonderful relationship between brothers and sisters.
是我们弟兄姐妹之间美好的关系。
Between the older generation and younger generation.
在年长一代与年轻一代之间的关系。
We know that during this time, Abraham was over 100 years old, more than Isaac.
我们知道这时候亚伯拉罕比以撒可能大100多岁。
But there's no generation gap.
可是这边没有, 世代之间的隔阂,
just like nowadays,
就像我们今天一样,
there should no generation gap between our faith.
我们不应该有信仰上的代沟,
because God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
因为主耶稣是在这边，也在这，今天在这里，明天也在这里。
So in other words, if all of us have good relationship with God,
所以我们大家都要与神有美好的关系。
By default, we have good relationship with one another.
如果我们这样，我们自然跟大家有美好的关系。
But if you don't have good relationship with one another,
如果我们与彼此之间没有美好的关系的话
，and there's always going to be a generation gap.
那必然会有代沟的产生。
No, for me, I count myself as a younger generation.
我自称自己是年轻的一代。
When I talk to your parents,
当我跟你的父母说话的时候
，I can't help but to marvel how great relationship they have with God.
我可以想象他们与神是有多么好的关系。
Even though most of them do not speak English,
也许他们不讲很好的英文。
But when they speak about God,
但他们谈起神的时候
，their eyes would really, you can look in their eyes, they can see they really.Experience God so much.
我们可以从他们眼神里真的看到他们整个体验过神。
And every time they talk about God,
当每次他们提起神的时候
，they just feel they really want to praise Him. They really give all the glory to God.
他们愿意来这样子来赞美神，愿意把所有的荣耀都归于神。
But this is the thing that we're missing in the younger generation.
可是这是我们在年轻一代所缺乏的。
A lot of us we're not close to God.
我们很多没有来与神亲近。
Because of this, we do not experience Him so much.
所以我们不能来更加的体验神。
But we must talk to the old.
可是我们要与 年长的一代来沟通
，because we can see most old generation they have good relationship with God。
我们看到大部分年长的一代与神有美好的关系。
Then chapter 22 verse 2。
二十二章第二节。
Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering in one of the mountains of which I shall tell you."
神说：“你带你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。你所要指示你的山，把它献为燔祭。”
God loved Abraham.
神爱亚伯拉罕。
And God knows that Abraham also loved his son.
我们亚伯拉罕也爱他的儿子。
So nowadays,
所以今天
，for the older generation,
对年长的一代而
言 ，the younger generation really need love from all of you.
年轻的一代需要从你们来的爱。
Right now, why so many younger people going through a lot of trial and tribulation?
为什么今天很多的年轻一代遭遇许多的患难？
Why do brothers and sisters need to have boyfriend and girlfriends?
为什么我们很多年轻的一代需要男女朋友？
Why do brothers and sisters need to drink?
为什么年轻一代要酗酒？
Why do brothers and sisters need to stay up all night and play video games?
为什么年轻一代要来整天来打电动？
Because quite often at home they do not receive any love.
因为很多时候在家里他们得不到爱
because they do not receive any love their hearts feel so empty
因为他们得不到爱他们心灵感到空虚
and because their heart feels so empty they feel that the things of this world can fulfill the empty heart that they have
因为他们心灵感到空虚他们觉得世上的事物可以来填满他们空虚的心灵
yes for us as Asians we stress a lot on education
对亚洲人而言我们在教育上得到许多压力
it's only right that we do that
这是我们要来做的
but what is more important
可是更重要的是什么
？That we should stress how much we should love our children.
我们要来表现出我们对我们年轻一代的爱。
Because nowadays many children did not receive love from their parents.
因为今天很多小孩子得不到从父母来的爱。
And many young people did not receive love from the old generation.
很多年轻一代不能从年长一代得到爱。
Because of this, sometimes we can be lost.
因为很多时候他们感到失落。
And sometimes we go out to seek the things of this world, try to fulfill that void.Of love that we do not have.
所以他们想要从外面得到满足他们心里的空虚。
Like I share with you many times.
我跟你们分享过许多次。
One of the biggest reasons why I still stay in TJC because I receive much love from the old generation.
最重要的原因，我今天可以仍然待在真耶稣教会里面，因为我从上一代得到许多的爱。
I remember during TTP time.
当我才在神学训练班的时候。
I think that's the time that I feel the most loneliest.
那时候我是我感觉到最寂寞的时候
Because the time I did not have a classmate.
因为那时候我没有同学
And by nature I'm a pretty alone person.
所以我本身就是一个容易感到寂寞的人
But sometimes being alone for 4 or 5 months at a time is very difficult.
可是有时候在四个月里面都自己一个人会感到非常的困难
But the time that I feel the most loneliest.
当我感到最寂寞的时候
Is the time that God always sent all the brothers and sisters come by to say hi.
那时候总是有许多的神是许多的弟兄姐妹来跟我说嗨。
I remember when I was in Pacifica Church.
当我在太平洋教会的时候。
If you have gone to Pacifica Church, you know what it was like.
如果你去过太平洋教会，你就知道它是怎么样一个状况。
Sometimes you can go for 3 months without sunshine.
有时候你会3个月的时间都没有日落。
And not only there's no sunshine, but it's also very dark and dreary.
三个月都没有阳光，而且 天气感到非常的阴暗。
Even though I grew up in Boston, it can hit minus 20 below zero, but Pacifica is even colder. Right?
虽然说在波士顿时常有零下的天气, 可是我感觉到在太平洋教会那边是感到更加的寒冷。
Not because the weather is colder.
不只是天气感到寒冷,
because members live very far from church.
还有因为弟兄姐妹离教会住的离教会非常的远。
So when I'm there by myself,
当我自己住的时候,
and there are times I do not have a car,
那时候我没有车子,
and sometimes I do not see members at all.
有时候我甚至看不到弟兄姐妹,
but when I see them on Wednesday,
可是当我在礼拜三看到他们的时候,
and I get so excited, right?
我感到非常的兴奋。
So when I see them on Wednesday, I start talking to them non-stop, right?
所以当礼拜三我看到他们的时候，我开始不断的跟他们说话。
Because all week I did not talk to anyone.
因为整个礼拜我没有跟任何人说话。
But even though I want to talk to them so much.
所以我想要跟他们很多话想要跟他们说。
But because I have to drive far.
因为他们要开很远的时间。
So I always standing there talking to myself.
所以我总是跟我自己讲话。
But when the time that I feel the lowest and saddest.
当我感觉到最低落、最悲伤的时候,
God always sends brother and sister come over. Right?
他总是派弟兄姐妹来到我面前。
I remember sometime I opened the door of the house. Right? There's a house in Pacifica Church.
当我打开在太平洋教会的屋子的门的时候,
and sometimes would be like a bag of cookies in front of the door.
我总会有时候会看到一袋的饼干就在我的桌上。
And I know they do not have time to stay.
我知道他们没有时间可以留下来。
But for them even to drive that far is already, you know, a lot of effort already.
可是对他们来讲，开这么远的路程已经花费了许多的心力。
And this kind of stuff that really gave me strength to continue.
所以这样的一个行为给我极大的力量继续前进。
And almost every place I go in TJC,
每个地方，不管到任何地方的真耶稣教会,
I always receive love from brothers and sisters.
我总是从弟兄姐妹得到这样子爱。
I remember one time I went to Hawaii.
有一次我到夏威夷教会,
and one of the sisters realized that I love fish head soup.
Right? 姐妹了解到我喜欢鱼头汤,
and she was completely surprised, right?
所以她感到非常的惊讶,
and even sometimes they surprised because I know how to use chopsticks, right?
他们甚至惊讶我如何知道如何用筷子,
but I always tell them I'm Asian too, you know,
right? 可是事实上我也是个亚洲人,
and I grew up eating with chopsticks, right?
我事实上是用小时候用筷子来吃饭。
So one time the sister knew that I love fish head soup.
所以当这姐妹知道我喜欢鱼头汤的时候,
so when I went to visit that particular time,
所以当我去访问她的时候,
then she called me over, Brother Booty, come here, come here.
所以她就打电话给我说, Booty弟兄赶快过来。
And she had this big pot, right?
她有一个很大的锅子。
And look what I have for you. Right?
她说这是为你煮的。
And I look into the big pot, right?
当我看到这锅子里面的时候,
and sure enough, this fish head soup, right?
所以她就为我煮了鱼头汤。
But the problem is,
但问题是,
that out of the whole big pot is only one head.
Right. 但整个锅子里面只有一个鱼头。
The fish head is bigger than my head. Can you imagine that, right?
那个鱼头是大过我的头。
I'm not exaggerating. The eyeballs are like this big. Right?
他的眼珠就这么大。
And I told her, sister, this head is way too big.
我跟这个姐妹说，这个鱼头实在太大了。
I said, you have to help me to eat it because it's huge.
你要帮我来吃这个这么大的鱼头。
But when I received this fish head, right?
可是当我得到这个鱼, 接受这个鱼头的时候,
I just feel there's so much love, right?
我感到如此大的爱。
Because for her to go out and to get this, I'm sure that she's trying to get the biggest fish head she can, right?
我非常确定她是想要拿最大的鱼头来煮给我吃。
Why? Because that's how big her heart is.
就是她多大的爱心。
And I was very touched.
我感到非常的感动。
And everywhere I go in TJC, I always experience this kind of love.
我们不管到哪里, 不管到任何一个真书教会, 我们都能感到这样的爱。
Like when I went to Africa,
有一次我到非洲的,
I really can never get sick of telling this story.
我感到非常有点恶心来告诉你这个故事。
Because every time I think about Africa, I always think about this sister.
我每次想到非洲都想起这个姐妹。
This sister, she was very old.
她已经非常的年老。
And for a little while, nobody ever go to visit her.
所以有一阵子我们去访问她。
Because she lived in a deep jungle of Africa.
因为她在非常深的丛林里, 所以我们很难去访问她。
Of course, during time we thought when, you know, go and visit her, some kind of store we can buy food.
有时候我们觉得我们可能在路上我们可以买一些食物给他。
It took us almost 3 hours to walk one way.
也许花我们3个小时的时间走到那边去。
And these 3 hours, I remember, was like 110 degrees outside, and it's up and down the hill. Everything is full of dust.
那个时候外面是110度的高温, 然后有高山有丛林, 然后我们必须走过去。
So when we went to her place,
当我们走到她地方的时候,
me and that, my co-worker were so hungry.
我跟我的同工感到非常的饥饿。
And the sister has no food.
这个姐妹没有食物。
And the only thing that she had for us was an egg.
他给我们唯一的食物是一颗蛋。
When I talk about egg, these extra, extra small eggs. Right?
我说这边说的蛋是非常非常小的蛋。
It almost can be qualified for quill eggs. Is how small it was.
它是其实非常小的蛋，就像鸟蛋一样。But
there's two of us there.
只有我们两个在那边。
And she look at us.
她看着我们。
She's like, I have only one egg.
她说我只有一颗蛋。
Then she looked at us.
她看着我们。
And she said, what would you like me to do with it?
她说你要我怎么帮你们煮这颗蛋?
She's like, would you want me to fry it for you?
你要我帮你们炒蛋?
And I said to her sister,
我告诉这个姐妹说,
when you fry, this egg would disappear in the pan.
你炒，你可能还没炒完，蛋都已经消失了。
Because the egg was so small.
因为这个蛋是如此的小。
So why she offered that one egg to us?
为什么她要把这个蛋来给我们?
Can you imagine in the whole house is all she had?
这是在她所有的屋子里面她所唯一拥有的。
But she willing to offer that to us.
可是她愿意把它来给我们。
And for sure she knew we had money.
她知道我们有钱。
But it doesn't matter.
可是这没有关系。
So as me and my co-worker, we look at one another.
所以我跟我的同工就这样对看。
And we just feel that sisters have such great love.
我感到这姐妹有如此大的爱。
And as we're talking,
当我们在讲话的时候,
then the hen came into the house.
这鸡来到她的屋子里面。
And laid another egg.
来下了另一颗蛋。
This is, really when I think about this, I can't help but you know, God is so wonderful, right?
当我再一次想起这个故事的时候，感到神是如此爱。
So even though this hen laid another egg, doesn't mean she can offer to us, right?
就算这个鸡下了另一颗蛋，它可以来煮蛋给我们吃。
Actually, this hen is so skinny too, right?
事实上这只鸡是如此的 瘦小。
So now there's two eggs.
现在有两颗蛋的。
And the sister said, oh, now we have two eggs.
姐妹兴奋说，现在我们有两颗蛋。
So both you can have one.
所以你们一人可以有一颗蛋。
So she boiled the egg.
所以他就煮了蛋。
I remember this very clearly.
我非常清楚地记得。
Why I received the egg.
当我得到这颗蛋的时候。
And my co-worker already received the egg also.
我的同工已经拿到蛋了。
And we sit under the mango tree.
我们在芒果树底下。
And we look at each other.
我们彼此对看。
And we really did not eat the egg yet.
我们还没吃蛋。
We're just thinking.
我们只是这样想。
Wow, this egg worth so much.
这个蛋是值得非常的多。
Why? Because this egg is all the thing that the old sister have.
因为在这个姐妹的屋子里就只有这些蛋。
So we peeled the egg together.
所以我们剥开，把蛋剥开。
One bite, the egg was gone.
我们只吃了一口，这个蛋就没了。
But that bite was the greatest bite.
可是这一口却是最美好的一口。
Because that bite is the great love that the old sister gave us.
因为这一口蛋里面包含了这个姐妹极大的爱心。
So this is the kind of love we should have for one another.
这是我们彼此中间应该有的爱。
You can see Isaac.
我们可以看到以撒。
God knows that his father loved him so much.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是如此的爱以撒。
And during the time he had two sons already.
在那时候他世上已经有两个儿子。
But this is the only son that Abraham loved.
可是这是亚伯拉罕唯一爱的儿子。
So for us as old generation.
对我们年长一代而言。
It doesn't cost much to show the younger generation love.
实际上我们不要吝啬来表现出我们对年轻一辈的爱。
And now this is what they need the most.
这是他们最需要的。
Because when we love them,
当我们爱他们的时候,
they also can experience the love of Christ.
他们可以感到基督里面的爱,
and when they experience the love of Christ,
他们可以感到在基督里面的爱,
they can be able to glorify His name.
他们可以来荣耀主的名。
But if day in and day out they come to church,
如果他们来到教会里面,
if they do not receive love from home,
如果他们没有从家里面得到爱,
if they do not receive love inside the church,
如果他们没有从教会里面得到爱,
where are they going to go and receive love?
那他们要去哪里得到这样的爱?
There's nowhere to go.
他们没有任何地方可以去。
But that's why we must have this kind of love.
所以我们必须要有这样的爱。
So the younger generation can experience God themselves.
所以年轻一代可以真的来体验神。
Just like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕。
He loved his only son Isaac.
他喜爱他独生子以撒。
But he loved God more.
他爱神更多。
This is the only thing that makes sense.
这是我们可以了解的事情。
And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ tells us.
这是主耶稣基督告诉我们。
If we do not love our mother and father more than him, we are not worthy of him.
如果我们爱我们的父母比爱天上神更多，那我们不值得跟他在一起。
If we love our children and sons and daughter more than him, we are not worthy of him.
如果我们爱我们的儿女比爱他更多，那我们也不值得跟他在一起。
Why is this?
为什么是这样子?
Why Abraham be able to love Isaac so much?
为什么亚伯拉罕在 以撒身上有多么大的爱,
because when he loved God,
因为他爱神,
he knows how to love his son. Just like for our old generation,
就像我们年长的一代一样,
if we love God,
如果我们爱神,
for sure we know how to love the young generation.
我们也必然的知道如何来爱我们年轻的一代,
because God, he is love.
因为神是爱,
so when we love God,
因为如果我们爱神的话,
his love will be able to overflow to everyone who's around us.
让爱会我们心从我们心中涌流出来.
And then verse 3.
我们看第三节.
Genesis chapter 22, verse 3.
创世纪22章第三节.
So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他的儿子以撒。
Look at Abraham.
我们看到亚伯拉罕。
He's over 100 years old.
他已经100多岁。
So when God told him, go and sacrifice Isaac.
当神告诉他要来献上以撒的时候。
The Bible said he rose early in the morning.
圣经说他清早就起来。
Quite often, maybe we rise early to go and play golf, right?
也许有时候我们清早起来就去打高尔夫球。
See, sometimes I do that myself.
有时候我也这样做。
And sometimes we have planned to go on vacation.
也许我们有计划去度假。
We also rise and go to on a vacation.
我们也会清早起来就开始去度假。
But here, Abraham.
我们看到亚伯拉罕。
Why did he rise early?
为什么他清早就起来?
Because he's doing the will of God.
因为他要来照着神的旨意来行。
And because he knows that he must rise early to show an example for Isaac.
因为他知道他要清早起来来表现出一个极好的模范给以撒看。
So this means he must be very diligent.
所以他必须非常的勤劳。
As for the old generation,
我们年长的一代,
we must do likewise.
我们就要这样来做,
we must also be diligent.
我们也要来勤劳,
and to do God's work.
我们来行神的工作,
and so the younger generation can see that we can set a good example for them.
所以我们可以让年轻一代来看到, 而且来做一个美好的模范。
You know, for me as a minister, is sometimes it's very difficult.
对我成为一个传道人也有时候非常的困难。
Why? Because we always have to be perfect all the time.
因为总是要在大家面前有完美的一面。
But you must realize,
可是你要了解到,
we're only human beings.
我们只是人。
So sometimes when we fall short of God's glory, please be merciful to us.
如果说有时候我们亏欠了神的荣耀, 请给我们怜悯。
But nevertheless,
但是,
I always tell my nieces,
我告诉我的外甥跟侄女,
when you are out there, you represent your uncle. Right?
当你去外面的时候, 你代表是你的叔叔,
so because of this, you must behave a certain way.
所以你要有美好的行为,
so just like for me,
你这样做是为我,
as a minister,
对一个传道人而言,
I need to be an example for all of you.
我必须成为一个在大家中间模范,
especially when I'm at home.
当我在家里的时候,
you know, quite often I get mad at home too, right?
有时候我在家里会生气,
and because I have so many nieces and my parents live with me, I cannot just, when I get mad, I cannot just outburst in my anger, right?
因为我许多外甥子女跟我的父母都住在一起, 所以当我生气的时候, 我不能把我的怒气就爆发出来。
I need to be a good example.
我必须做一个良好的模范。
What, because if they see their uncle is angry, is mad, is not doing what I need to do, how can they respect me when I share the word of God with them?
因为当如果我的外甥我的子女看到我没有做一个美好的模范, 当我生气的时候, 当我在台上讲到的时候, 他们又如何听得进去?
And being diligent is exactly the same way.
当我们要来勤劳也是一样的。
No, last year our whole family get up what, around 6:30 to pray in the morning.
在过去一年当中, 我们每次六点, 每天早上6点就起来祷告。
And that's, of course, that's also very difficult for me.
对我而言是非常的困难。
Because usually I sleep very late.
因为很多时候我
Because sometimes I don't get home until 10, 11 o'clock at night, so I eat dinner, then I go to sleep late.
因为有时候我一直到11点或12点晚上才回到家，那我吃完饭然后睡觉。
But this year, my nieces decide to have zero period, right?
可是今年我的外甥女决定,
which is very early.
要非常早起来。
So we had to get up 5:30 in the morning to pray.
所以我们要5点半就起来。
And for me, like 5:30, that's way too early.
对我来讲，5点半真的是太早了。
But nevertheless,
但是,
almost every time I'm home,
但我每次在家的时候,
even though I'm so exhausted,
当我感到非常疲累的时候,
I must get up and pray.
我仍然起来祷告。
Even sometimes I just sleep in, because I'm so tired, I just sleep in the living room and on the couch, so when they get up, I'm already there, right?
有时候因为我太累，所以就直接睡在客厅里面，所以他们起来的时候，我自然也就起来了。
And I save about 5 minutes, right?
我多了5分钟的时间。
Because if I'm already in the living room, I don't have to get up upstairs, you know, what I would do, I would come down, right?
因为我已经在客厅，我已经准备好了，我就不用再从楼上下来。
No, I can get up later to pray, right?
事实上，我可以晚一点起来再祷告。
But why do I need to do this?
为什么我要这样做？
Because I need to set a good example for them.
因为我要给他们做美好的模范。
So that's why for us as old generation.
所以对年长的一代而言，
be a great example for the young generation.
我们要做一个美好的模范给年轻的一代来看。
Because sometimes we speak, words are very cheap.
因为很多时候我们讲错话不是非常适宜。
But it's our action that what's worth more.
可是我们的行动可以表现做一个更好的模范。
No, when I was in TGP.
当我在神学训练班的时候。
I remember one time I went to the minister workshop.
有一次我参加我们传道人的一个讲习会。
And this minister, he's in his 90s.
这个传道人已经90多岁。
And he came to the workshop. I mean, he came to the minister seminar.
他也来参加这个传道人的讲习会。
And every time there's a sermon,
他每次在讲到的时候,
he always sit way in the front of the church.
他总是坐在第一排会堂里面第一排的位置。
And he would take notes. Right?
他会做笔记。
For me, I thought to myself,
我这样子对我自己这样想,
he's almost 100 years old, and what can he learn from a young person speaking in a pulpit?
他已经快100岁的年纪, 他要如何从这年轻人在讲台上讲到学到什么东西?
But for that 10 days,
但他在十天里面的时间，每一天的时间，
always sit in front,
他总是坐在第一排，
to listen to the word of God,
他来听从听神的话语，而且来写笔记。
And one time I was speaking.
有一次我在讲到的时候，
I was looking at him.
我来看着他，
really, I almost shed tears.
我差点要流下眼泪来。
Because he wrote everything down that I spoke.
因为他把我每一件所讲的都记了下来。
How can this be?
为什么可以这样子？
It's so early in the morning, he should be sleeping. He's almost 100 years old.
他已经这么大年纪，他可能要早一点睡觉了。But
the most amazing thing.
但是最惊讶的事情，
we pray for 1 hour early in the morning, right?
我们在早上祷告一个小时的时间。
He's older, he hardly can walk.
他已经有点难以走路。
But he come to the front.
可是他仍然到前面来。
And he kneel down and pray.
他跪下来祷告。
When I'm talking about kneel down and pray, it's not kneel, he's kneel straight up and pray.
他是真的跪下来祷告。
For 1 hour.
他祷告一个小时的时间。
So the end of 1 hour.
所以在一个小时之后，
he would just fall right to the ground.
他就倒在地上。
Then we have to take 2-3 people to help him to stand up, right?
所以我们有两三个人必须扶他起来。
Because after 1 hour,
因为一个小时之后，
both his knees are completely locked, right?
他的两个膝盖已经僵硬。
He can't get up.
他已经站不起来。
Can you imagine doing that for 10 days?
师父，你可以这样做10天的时间？
How can I not be moved by the way he is?
我如何不被他来感动？
So that's why sometimes when I feel a little bit lazy,
当我有时候感到懒惰的时候，
I feel very ashamed.
我感到非常的羞耻。
Because this elder is so old, but he's still so diligent and serving the true and living God.
因为这长老已经这么大的年纪， 他仍然如此勤奋来服侍神。
Like when I'm TTP,
当我在神学训练班的时候，
because quite often it's only one-to-one during that time.
因为很多时候是一对一的教学。
And many nights I was so tired.
很多时候晚上我已经感到非常的疲累。
And I want to go to sleep.
我要回去睡觉。
But whatever instructor come to teach me during that time, they never go to sleep early. Right?
可是那些来教我们的讲员， 他们从来没有比我早去睡觉。
Even though around 11 o'clock, I'm so tired already.
当11点我已经感到非常的疲累。
And they still up.
他们仍然醒着。
If they are still up, how can I go to sleep?
如果他们仍然醒着， 那我又如何可以先去睡觉呢？
So quite often I, you know, sat across the table from them.
所以很多时候我坐在他们中间。
And I'm saying to myself, God, when are they going to go to sleep?
所以有时候就向神说，什么时候才可以去睡觉？
They are so old, don't they get tired?
他们都已经如此年老，为什么他们还不会累？
But they don't get tired.
可是他们不会累。
They work until 12 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the morning, they're still up, right?
在早上12点，晚上12点1点， 他们仍然醒着。
So the time I also have to stay up.
所以那时候我仍然醒着。
Why? Because it's embarrassing, right, for me to go to sleep as a young man. They're so old, they don't even go to sleep yet.
因为我对一个年轻人而言， 我先睡觉感到很不好意思。
So for the older generation,
所以对年长的一代而言，
we must be diligent.
我们要勤奋。
Just like Abraham,
就像亚伯拉罕一样，
he rose early in the morning.
他在清早就起来。
He did not rise early in the morning to go and play golf.
他并不是清早起来去打高尔夫球。
He rise early in the morning to do the will of God.
他的清早起来来行出神的旨意。
The same thing for us.
对我们来讲也是一样。
Yes, there's many things we do in life.
我们在我们生命当中做了许多事情。
But we should rise early only to do the will of God.
我们要每天早上清早起来来行神的旨意。
And then the younger generation,
我们年轻的一代，
they will look at us.
他会看着我们,
they will see us.
他会看着我们,
and they will know that we are diligent.
他会知道我们年长一代是如此勤奋的来服侍神,
I remember this one elder from Taiwan.
我记得有一个从台湾来的长老,
when you get older, jet lag is, you know, is very crucial.
因为当你, 年老的时候, 时差是非常严重的,
and I remember the time he was teaching me.
有一次他来教我的时候,
it's me and it's a translator.
这是我,
and then every after he speak, he would fall asleep.
当他讲完一句话,
and then the translator would translate to me. Right?
那个翻译的人会翻译给我听,
then amazingly, after he translate, the elder he can just speak, right, continue what he was teaching.
可是令人惊讶的是, 当翻译完, 他就又醒来, 继续来教我,
but there's one time he was so tired.
可是有一次他感到非常的疲累,
he spoke,
他讲话,
the translation translate to me,
翻译的人翻译给我听,
then he didn't say anything.
可是他不再讲任何话,
so we need to translate, look at one another, should we wake him up?
所以翻译跟我人互相对抗, 我们是否要把他叫醒?
Then we're like, no, just let him sleep.
所以我们说不要, 我们就让他睡吧。
So we just sit there waiting for him to wake up.
所以我们就坐在那边等他醒来。
But the most amazing thing is when he woke up, he continued his lesson exactly where he left off.
可是, 令人惊讶的是, 当他醒来的时候, 他可以继续的, 就继续来教我们。
I think when he sleep is not normal sleep, I think he's in heaven. Right?
我想说他的睡觉应该不是正常的睡觉, 事实上他可能是睡在天堂。
Every time have to lead service.
每次我来, 带领聚会的时候,
he always had to put his three-piece suit on, right?
他要穿上他的西装。
And he always get ready at least half an hour before service.
他总是在半个小时聚会之前,
and every morning prayer.
在每天早上起来祷告。
Usually I'm by myself.
那时候我自己一个人,
and when I start to pray,
当我自己祷告的时候,
I always guarantee the footstep walking in right to the prayer room.
我总是可以听到在祷告当中听到一个脚步声就走进来,
even though it's very slow,
就算那是非常缓慢,
right? 还是, but I know he's coming.
但他是非常缓慢脚步声，但我知道他已经进来。
It amazes me, right?
这是令我感到惊讶的。
Because for 1 month, that's what we've been doing like that.
这是一个月中间没有间断的。
And I say to myself, when is this elder going to miss one morning prayer?
为什么我, 如果我自己问醒来的话, 那又怎么样?
Never.
他从来没有醒来。
But that's why when you look at the church ministers,
所以我们看到教会里面的传道人,
they're really amazing.
他们非常的令人惊讶。
That's why take the time to talk to them.
所以我们要用我们时间跟他们来对话。
And learn from them.
从他们从这边学习,
to see how diligent they are in serving God.
我们要学习他们如何勤奋来服侍神。
That is the spirit of servitude.
这是, 服侍的精神所在。 我们看第四节,
Genesis chapter 22 verse 4.
22章第四节,
then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off.
到第三日, 亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。
Why did God ask Abraham to go such a far way off?
为什么亚伯拉罕要神要要求亚伯拉罕到这么远的地方去?
Didn't God know that Abraham is about 120 something years old already?
我们想神难道不知道亚伯拉罕已经100多岁的吗?
Why didn't he just give him some mountain to take a couple hours to walk, never mind 3 days?
为什么他要让他走这么久的距离?
So what does this mean?
这是指的是什么?
We as the old generation,
我们年长的一代,
when we do things,
当我们做事的时候,
don't do with compulsion.
当我们不要只是做,
I'm sure that 3 days that Abraham had before he sacrificed Isaac, he must have thought about it.
当他三天之前要来, 献祭亚伯兰, 献祭以撒的时候, 他已经想到这些事情,
am I doing the right thing?
是否我做正确的事情?
To sacrifice my only son?
是否正确, 我是真的要来牺牲我的,
then what was his conclusion?
他的结论是什么?
His conclusion was, even if I kill my son, God is able to resurrect him.
他的结论是, 如果我杀了我的儿子, 神仍然让他复活。
So that's why for the old generation,
所以对年长一代而言,
when we do things,
当我们做事的时候,
don't do with such impulse.
我们只是短暂的来做,
but we must think it through.
我们必须仔细来想,
especially when we do things for the younger generation.
当我们来为年, 年轻的一代来做的时候,
really young generation, their ways and their thoughts are not the same way as us.
因为年轻一代跟我们所想所行的可能是不一样的。
Because why? Because nowadays when they come to school and things like that, they're so much more advanced than us.
因为当他们今天去学校, 他们学习可能比我们更多。
So it's only right when we do things with them, we must consider.
所以当我们来跟他们一起做事的时候, 我们要来考虑到,
is this also to benefit them or to benefit us and to benefit the whole church?
是否这可以对他们有益, 对我们自己有益, 也对整个教会有益?
So that's why God gave Abraham 3 days.
所以这是为什么亚, 神给亚伯拉罕3天的时间。
And during the 3 days, there's no conversation between him and Isaac.
在3天当中, 亚伯拉罕与他的儿子没有任何的对话。
Only toward the end.
直到, 快要终点的时候,
and look at Abraham.
我们看到亚伯拉罕,
Verse 5. And Abraham said to his young man, stay here with the donkey, the lad and I will go yonder and worship and we will come back to you.
亚伯拉罕就对他仆人说, 你们和驴在此等候, 我和童子往那里去拜一拜就回到这里, 你们这里来。
Abraham, the father of faith.
我们可以看这个父亲亚伯拉罕的信心。
No wonder Isaac was so obedient to him.
这是为什么以撒会如此的来听从他的话。
Not only had a great relationship with God.
为什么他有这么好的关系。
Not only Abraham loved his son.
不只是亚伯拉罕爱他儿子。
Not only Abraham is so diligent.
不只是亚伯拉罕如此的勤奋。
But he also had great faith.
他而且有很大的信心。
Because during time he said to his two servants.
因为他告诉他仆人说,
the lad and I.
他说你和我,
will go yonder.
他说, 你和驴在此等候,
we go there to worship God.
他说我们到那边拜一拜,
but him and I will come back to you.
所以我和童子会回来到这边, 回到你们这里来。 这是极大的信心。
So just like nowadays for the old generation.
就像我们今天年长的一代一样。
We must have this kind of faith.
我们一样有这样的极大的信心。
But we have no faith.
如果我们没有信心的话,
how can we expect the young generation to follow us as an example?
我们要如何期待我们年轻的一代可以来跟随我们来追随我们的模范?
Just like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕,
he had great faith.
他有如此大的信心,
and he's known to be the father of faith.
所以他是信心之父。
So for us as old generation,
所以年长的一代,
we must be able to pass this faith to the young generation.
我们要把这样的信仰传承给我们下一代。
No, for the older generation,
对年长一代而言,
we experience God so much.
我们对神体验到如此的多,
because of this, we increase in our faith.
所以我们可以来增进我们的信心。
But look at the young generation.
我们看我们年轻的一代,
ask them how much have they experienced God.
我们来看他们已经体验到神多少。
When they pray, do they see vision?
是否他们祷告当中看到异象?
When they pray, do you see people resurrect from the dead?
是否他们在祷告当中看到有人从死里复活?
When they pray, do you see the heaven open?
是否他们祷告当中已经看到天开了?
But the old generation saw all of these things.
但我们年长一代可能已经看过所有的事情。
But not so for the young generation.
可是对年轻一代可能还没有。
So we must pass on this faith to them.
所以我们要把这样信仰传承下去。
And to let them know.
要让他们知道,
that the God that we worship is a true and living God.
我们所敬拜的神 是又真又活的神。
So that's why God says he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
就是说为什么神说他是亚伯拉罕神，他是以撒的神，他是雅各的神。
But because all this time Abraham be able to pass the baton of faith to Isaac, Isaac, and to Jacob.
因为亚伯拉罕可以把这信仰的棒子传承给以撒，以撒再传承给雅各。
You can see Abraham have such great faith.
我们看到亚伯拉罕有如此大的信心。
Without faith, we know we cannot please God.
我们没有信心, 我们不能得到神的喜悦。
Everyone in the Old Testament have great faith.
在旧约里面, 每个人都有极大的信心。
Abel prayed to God with faith.
亚伯用极大信心来跟神祷告。
Enoch walked with God with faith.
以诺与神同行, 用极大信心。
Noah built an ark with faith.
挪亚建立方舟用信心来建。
Abraham offered his son with faith.
亚伯拉罕献上了儿子用他的信心。
Moses left the palace with faith.
摩西离开皇宫用他极大的信心。
And during the time of apostle,
在使徒时代,
they were persecuted.
他们被逼迫,
they were sawn in two.
他们四散,
they were thrown to the lion's dens.
他们被丢到狮子坑里面去。
But because of their faith,
因为他们信心,
they know that this world is only temporary.
他们知道这个世界只是暂时的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以我们弟兄姐妹,
pass this great faith to the next generation.
我们要把这样极大的信心传承给我们下一代。
The next generation of Isaac and Jacob.
我们下一代也就是以撒, 也就是雅各。
Verse 6.
第六节,
Genesis chapter 22 verse 6.
创世纪22章第六节,
so Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上, 自己手里拿着火与刀, 于是二人同行。
They were separate 100 years.
他们相距100多岁的年纪。
But they walked together.
他们一起同行。
Why was this?
他们如何如此来做?
Look at Abraham.
我们来看亚伯拉罕。
Abraham, he took the wood of the burnt offering and laid on his son Isaac.
我们看亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上。
So what does this mean for us as old generation?
所以我们对年长一代指的是什么?
Do not be afraid to allow the young generation to work with us when it comes to God's work.
我们要让年轻一代可以跟我们一起来做工, 来做神的工。
I will involve them in a holy work.
是否我们让他们来参与圣工?
Some of them are gifted in giving sermon.
很多人有恩赐来讲道.
Let's train them.
我们来训练他们.
And some of them gifted in talking to other people.
有些人有恩赐来与人交通来对话.
Let's involve them in a holy work.
我们来让他们参与圣工.
Do not be afraid.
我们不要来害怕.
Because sooner or later, all of us will get old.
因为很不久之后大家都会老.
Then they will pass the baton to the next generation.
我们要把棒子传给我们下一代.
Why this young generation, they are so weak in their faith nowadays?
为什么今天年轻的一代信仰是如此的软弱?
Do not just blame on them.
我们不要只是来责备他们.
We must also blame on ourselves.
我们要自己来责备我们自己.
Because the baton of faith he passed, maybe they never received it.
也许我们传下去棒子他们从来没有接到.
Because we do not pass it in the right manner.
因为我们没有用正确的方法来传承给他们.
That's why when we think about this,
所以我们当我们来想想跟这些事情的时候,
many young people that are eager to serve God.
也许有很多年轻人是如此渴望来服侍神.
Involve them in holy work.
我们要让他们来参与圣工.
That's the only time that they can learn.
这是他们可以学习的时间.
Even though Isaac during the time he has no idea what's going on.
就算以撒那时候他并不知道什么事要发生.
But he asked his father Abraham.
可是他问他父亲亚伯拉罕.
He said, "My father."
他说我父.
Then Abraham said, "Yes, my son."
他说我在这里.
Then Isaac said to him,
以撒说,
"This is the wood."
他说火与柴.
And then they said, "This is the fire."
他说这里是火.
"Where's the lamb for burnt offering?"
他说燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢?
So in other words, Isaac did not know exactly what's going on.
那时候以撒他并不知道什么事要发生.
But nevertheless, Abraham was able to involve him in his holy work.
但是亚伯拉罕可以让以撒来参与这项圣工.
Just like nowadays.
就像我们今天一样.
Yes, maybe the young generation, they do not know exactly what they're doing.
也许很多年轻一代他们不知道他们自己做的是什么.
But that's why God wants them to work with us so we can teach them what to do.
就是为什么神要让他们与我们一起工作, 所以我们可以来教导他们。
And look at how Abraham responded to Isaac.
所以我们来看亚伯拉罕如何来回应他的儿子。
Say, "Hear my son."
他说我在这里。
When he said, "God will provide."
他说神必预备。
Isaac did not say one word.
我们看到以撒并没有再回应任何的话。 为什么会这样子? 为什么会这样子?
Look at in verse 6.
我们看第六节。
When Isaac looked at his father Abraham,
他看到火与刀, 在他那边的时候,
Abraham had fire in his hand.
他看到亚伯拉罕有火在,
and also a knife in his hand.
还有看到刀在他手上。
No wonder if I was Isaac, I would be afraid also. Right?
如果我是以撒的话, 可能会感到害怕。
So nowadays,
今天,
as the older generation,
我们年长的一代,
do we carry the fire knife inside our hand?
是否我们在我们手里有拿火有拿刀?
Are we filled with the Spirit of God?
是否我们充满从神来的灵?
Are we filled with the Word of God?
是否充满神的话语?
If we are filled with these two things, for sure, the young generation will be obedient to us.
如果我们可以充满这两个东西的话, 那年轻一代必然来听从我们的话语。
You know, when I work with the senior ministers,
我跟年长的传道来工作的时候,
really, when they speak the Word of God,
他们来说神的话语的时候,
and quite often when they speak the Word of God, they really speak with such power.
他们总是有 有充满力量来说出神的话语。
And I had time to spend with many of them during the TTP.
我有许多时间在神学训练班的时候跟他们一起相处。
And sometimes I say to myself,
很多时候我这样告诉我自己,
so sometimes when they speak in sermons,
当他们,
they don't speak this powerful.
当他们在讲道的时候, 他们也许没有这么有力量。
And I ask myself why.
我会问我说, 为什么我会没有这样子有力量?
And I say to myself,
我想我告诉我自己,
maybe it's not them, it's the audience, right?
是, 可能不是他们, 可能是因为听, 听众的关系。
But I do not know why.
可是我并不知道为什么,
but one thing for sure,
但是有一件事确定的,
when I work closely with them,
当我跟他们一起, 紧密的工作的时候,
when we stand the word of God,
当我们来燃起神的火的时候,
the eyes of wisdom is so deep.
他们的智慧是如此的深,
they feel to see things that is very, very thorough.
他们可以把事情看到非常的透彻。
So that's why when I look at them,
所以当我们看到他们的时候,
they always have a knife in their hand.
他们总是有刀子在他们手里。
Not only that,
不止这样子,
they pray all the time.
他们总是不断地来祷告。
The Spirit of God is always set upon them.
神的灵总是在他们身上。
So that's why when when we look at old generation,
这是为什么来看我们年长一代的时候,
and we as the old generation,
当我们是自己身为年长一代的时候,
we must allow them to see this.
我们必须让他们来看到这一切。
I remember one time when I was in Africa,
有一次我在非洲的时候,
the local members told me,
当地的工人告诉我
，You know your co-worker is a crazy person.
他说你的同工是一个疯狂的人。
And I say why?
我说为什么
？See he is so brave, right?
他是如此的勇敢。
I say why do you say that?
为什么你这样说
？They quite often he always rebuke the chief of police and stuff, right?
他有时候总是来责备那些警察，然后那些强盗。
And he told me one time.
他有次告诉我
，I don't know if you know that in Kenya, there's over 50 tribes. Right?
在肯亚有大概50个族。
One of the deadliest tribes is the Maasai. Right? They are tall. They always wear this robe and they always jump straight up. Right?
那有一个族叫马萨，然后他们总是非常高，然后他们会上下跳。
You know, almost in every place in Africa is pretty much a reserve for all the animals. Right? No one can stay in that area.
事实上，很多在非洲的地方是动物的保护区。
But they allow only one tribe to stay there. That's the Maasai.
可是他们只让马萨这个族来住在里面。
They say when the lions smell the smell of Maasai, they don't want to attack them. That's how tough they are, right?
当狮子来闻到马萨这个族的人的时候，他们是狮子甚至不敢来接近他们。
So the government tell me, yeah, you can sleep. You know, we all the lion stuff are no problem.
所以他说马萨这个族你就可以住在这动物保护区里
面。Even now they still use old weapons, like they use poison darts and everything they carry with them.
事实上他们今天仍然带着许多的毒，然后各种的武器在他们身上。
So one time the co-worker, he wanted to go into that tribe to preach the gospel.
所以有一次我的同工要到这个族里面去传福音给他们。
And none of the local members went with him.
没有任何的当地工人愿意跟他去。
Why would say that tribe, they are crazy?
因为他说他们是疯狂的人。
There's no way we can go there and preach to them.
没有任何的办法我们可以到那边去来传福音给他们。
What is the most amazing thing?
那最令人惊讶的是什么？
When he came back out,
当他回来的时候
he had a weapon that they gave him.
他有从那个族的领袖给他的武器
weapon you only give to those who are really good friends.
他这个武器他只给他们那个族只给他们最好的朋友
so all the local members they were completely in shock.
所以当地的人都感到非常的惊讶
and they asked him not only he came out alive they give you a weapon for a token to be friends.
他不止活着出来而且他得到那个代表最好朋友的武器
and he still has this weapon he has it at his home
他仍然保留这个武器在他家里
so what are we saying
那我这边说的是什么
if you look at the old generation
我们看到年长的一代
when they preach when they speak the word of God
他们来传福音来讲出神的话的时
候 when they cast out demons
他们来赶鬼的时候
they have no fear inside their heart
他们没有在他们心里没有害怕
when they always carry the word of God and the spirit of God with them
因为他们总是把神的话与神的灵带在他们身上
I remember one time I was in a car with this co-worker
我再一次跟着同工在辆车子里面
the windshield of the taxi is broken.
这个计程车的挡风玻璃已经破了。
Because usually in Ghana, it doesn't matter if your windshield crack and stuff, the police won't bother, right?
在加纳这个地方，就算你挡风玻璃破了，当地的警察也不会管你。
But because when they look at us from a distance, they know that we are white.
因为他们看着我们，他知道我们是白种的人。
You know, yeah, we are white compared to everybody else.
因为
They always, everybody else not African, we are white, right?
因为他们对他们来讲，只有当地人跟白种人两种分别。
So when they saw us in the car, of course they stopped us. Why? Because they want to make money.
所以他们看到我们在车里面，他把我们挡下来，因为他们想要钱。
So during that time, the chief of police was there during that time.
所以当地的警察的头头就来
在那边。And I saw this with my own eye.
我从我们眼里看到。
I was sitting in the back seat.
我在后座。
And the chief, the drive, taxi driver went out to the police. There's three police officers there.
所以我们的计程车司机就去跟这个警察讲话。
Then the taxi driver is talking to the chief of police.
所以这个计程车司机就跟这个警察的主管来讲话。
And all we heard it like, we want money, we want money.、Right?
我只是不断听到说我们要钱，我们要钱。
So the co-worker went out.
所以我的同工就出去了。
And for me, you're like, oh man, I have heard this before.、Right?
所以我就说，我又感到非常的。我之前就听到这样的事情。
And I'm just hiding in the back seat, right?
所以我感到非常害怕，所以我就躲在后座。
So he went out.
所以他就出去了。
And all of a sudden, he was just talking to the chief police.
所以他就跟这个警察的头头来讲话。
And all of a sudden, I saw him put his hand on the police collar and shook him like this, right?
所以我就看，他把手放在这个警察头头的领子上，然后大力的来摇他。
Then the minute he put this in slow motion, the minute he put his hand on the call of the chief police, the two police officers, right, came running toward my co-worker, right?
那这是慢动作。当他把手放在这个警察偷偷的领子上来，摇动他的时候，另外两个警察赶快过来。
I was still in my car. I didn't go. 可
是我仍然害怕的躲在车子里面。
And then all of a sudden, I just heard him. Do you believe in Jesus?
所以我突然就听到这句话说，你是否相信耶稣
？And they say, Yes, we believe in Jesus.
他说是的，我相信耶稣。
In the name of Jesus, let us go.
所以说，奉主耶稣的名，让我们走。
That was it. Okay, go.
就这样子，我们就走了。
Really, it's amazing, right?
这是令人惊讶。
Really, the older generation.
所以对年长的一代而言,
when we look at them, when we talk to them,
当我们跟他们来讲话的时候,
they completely manifest the spirit of God and the word of God.
他们可以透彻地来了解神的话，神的灵。
But the Bible tells us,
但圣经告诉我们,
we will do greater things in the end days.
我们要在末日的时候做出更大的事情来。
Even you and I will be the anchor of that relay race.
我们是那一棒要跑最快的一棒的那一棒,
but we must prepare ourselves.
但我们要准备我们自己。
And what is the best way to prepare?
那最好来准备我们自己的方法是什么?
Being obedient.
我们要来遵守神。
All this time, Isaac did not say one word to his father.
这整个路上, 以撒没有跟他父亲说任何一句话。
He just asked one question.
他只是问了一个问题。
Father, where is the lamb?
他说, 父亲啊, 献祭的羊羔在哪里?
And the father said,
父亲说,
God will provide for himself.
他说神必预备,
and after that,
之后,
he did not say anything else.
他就不再说任何的话。
So that's why for us as a younger generation,
所以年轻的一代,
sometimes we speak too much and do very little.
我们有时候说太多, 做得太少,
and sometimes we're not obedient enough to the older generation.
我们对年长一辈没有顺从。
Remember the old generation, they also have to give account to God themselves.
很多时候我们年长一辈是被神来召唤。
So why not be obedient?
为什么不要顺从?
Why not?
为什么?
So that's why here, Isaac.
所以这边以撒,
chapter 22, verse 12.
22章第12节,
Genesis chapter 22, verse 12.
22章第12节,
and it said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
天使说你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。This
is really amazing.
这是令人惊讶。
Isaac maybe is in his teens in that time.
也许以撒那时候只有十几岁的年纪。
Can you imagine if you were Isaac?
你可以想象如果你是以撒的话。
Your father said God will provide the lamb.
你的父亲说神必预备。
But all of a sudden your father built an altar.
可是突然之间你的父亲建立起座坛。
And I'm sure that Isaac's looking for the lamb right now. Where is it?
也许你会像以撒一样看到羊羔到底在哪里。
And after the altar, put the wood in order.
然后继续他把柴放上去。
Then who is next?
那接下来是什么?
Isaac was next.
以撒是接下来。
Isaac did not say one word.
以撒没有说任何的话。
I'm sure during the time of Isaac has run away from his father, I don't think Abraham can catch him.
事实上以撒如果赶快跑开的话, 可能亚伯拉罕应该追不上他。
No, my nephew is only 6 years old, right?
我的外甥只有六岁的年纪。
And after my knee surgery,
当我的膝盖手术之后,
when he run, I'm only 40, right? If he run away from me, I can't catch him.
就算我只有40岁的年纪, 他跑开来, 我就追不上他了。
You know kids when they're 12, 14 years old, you know how they can run all day, right?
当我们小孩子十几岁的年纪, 我们知道他们可以整天跑来跑去。
Imagine Abraham have to run and catch Isaac to sacrifice him.
那亚伯拉罕又如何能来追上以撒,
牺牲他。 I'm sure Isaac be home eating dinner way before Abraham.
他也许可以赶快跑到家里去，就吃在那边吃晚餐。
可是他没有说任何的话。 He allowed his father to bound him.
他让他的父亲来绑着他。
Put him on the altar.
放到坛子上去。
Can you imagine your Isaac, his father stretched out the knife and ready to slay him?
我们可以想象，如果亚伯拉罕拿起刀要来砍他下去的时候。
It did not say that, you know, Isaac was blindfold, right?
他没有把他的眼睛蒙起来。
I'm sure that Isaac saw everything that Abraham was doing.
以撒看到他父亲所要做的一件事情。
If I was Isaac, say, hey, father, what are you doing?
也许如果是以撒，或者说父亲啊，你到底要做什么？
Not one word.
他没有说任何的话。
Just like nowadays.
就像今天一样。
Be obedient to the older generation.
我们要对年长的一辈来顺从。
For sure they know what they're doing.
他们知道他们所做的是什么。
No, when Moses told Joshua go fight in the front line.
摩西告诉约书亚要到前线去打仗。
Why didn't Joshua say you go?
约书亚没有说摩西为什么不是女婿。
Then why didn't Joshua say where are you three guys going? Why you go and have dinner or what? Right?
那你们这些人要去哪里？你们要去吃晚餐吗？
But Joshua said yes, I will go, and he gathered men on the front line.
可是相反，约书亚就这样去了，而且他把所有人聚集在前线。
I'm telling you, Joshua never saw Moses prayed for them.
我可以告诉你，耶稣啊，事实上从来没有看到摩西在为他们祷告。
But he can't fight in a battle. Look at it. Where's Moses? Right?
他事实上可以再转头回来说，哎，摩西到底在哪里？
But I'm sure he was focused fighting in the front line. But he know one thing for sure. He had faith that Abraham, Aaron, and Hur be praying for them.
可是他只是专注在前线打仗，可是他知道亚伯拉罕的神，他们的神会为他们来祷告。So
what does this mean for us?
这对我们来讲是什么？
Really young brothers and sisters.
所以我们年轻的弟兄姐妹，
be more obedient.
我们要更加的顺从。
Because the old generation, they're just like Abraham.
因为我们年长一代就像亚伯拉罕一样。
They have good relationship with God.
他们有与神美好的关系。
And they love us so much.
而且他们有极大的爱心。
They are very diligent.
他们非常的勤奋。
And they also have the spirit and the word of God inside of them.
他们有神的灵，神的话语在他们心里面。
And they also have great faith.
他们有极大的信心。
So what do we need to do?
那我们要做的是什么？
Just do our part.
我们要做我们的部分。
Let them build the altar.
我们要让他们筑起坛。
Let them lay their wood.
让他们放上柴。
Let them put us on the altar.
让他们把我们放在坛上面。
Let them bind us on the altar.
让他们把我们绑在坛上面。
And even allow them to slay us with the knife.
甚至允许他们让刀子来要准备来砍我们。
Why?
为什么？
Because they have faith.
因为他们有信心。
We have faith in them.
我们有信心在他们身上。
Because we know they have faith in God.
因为我们知道他们有信心在神身上。
So that's why God said, by myself, I promise that I will truly bless your descendants.
这是为什么神告诉亚伯拉罕说，我自己告诉你，我会真的来祝福你。
We already at the end days.
我们今天都在末日的时候。
Our church must continue to be glorified.
我们今天教会要必须来成长。
But the old generation cannot do by themselves.
可是我们年长的一辈不能只是单靠他们。
And the young generation cannot do by ourselves.
年轻的一辈也不能单靠自己。
We both must work together.
我们要一起工作。
And only then.
只有这样子,
God will make this mountain the highest mountain.
神会让这座山成为最高的山,
and God will make this church the most glorious church.
祂会让这个教会成为最荣耀的教会。
So let's be unified.
所以我们要合一,
working together in one accord.
我们要同心来工作,
walking together side by side.
我们要同心同行来工作,
to fulfill the will of God.
来行出神的旨意。
May God bless all of us.
愿神来祝福大家。
Let's all rise and sing one hymn.
我们一起站起来唱赞美诗。
Sing hymn 284.
284首
284
284首
There's a call come ringing on the restless wind. Send the light, send the light. There's a soul to rescue, there's a soul to save. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send a light, send a light. Send a light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send a light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore.
Thank God, please be seated.
请坐。
For this gospel light to shine, we must work in unity.
我们要让福音的光来发扬，我们必须合一来工作。
There's no generation gap when it comes to faith.
我们在信仰上不该有代沟。
So we all must have the same mind.
我们要有同一颗心。
That mind is the mind of Christ.
那是神的心。
When we have the mind of Christ, for sure we'll walk together hand in hand.
如果我们都能以基督的心为心，那我们就可以同心同心来工作。
And that's the time we'll be able to glorify the name of God.
我们就能来荣耀神的名。
So from now on,
所以从新开，
let the younger people be obedient to the old generation.
我们要让年轻人一代来顺从年长的一代。
And let the old generation be a great faith to all of us.
让年长的一代表现出美好的信心。
That is to love God.
就是来爱神
and to love us,
而且来爱我们
and filled with God's word,
而且来充满神的话语
and filled with God's spirit,
而且充满神的灵
and continually to be diligent,
而且不断勤奋的来工作
and this spark will spark the younger generation,
这样的火会传到我们的新的一代
so we also can be like you,
我们会像年长的一代一样
who love God so much,
我们会爱神
now let's kneel down and pray together,
我们一起来祷告
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.